Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie with a Y. Today is Thursday, April 16th, 2015, and I'm doing angel readings with you. If you've never had an angel reading before, I typically use oracle cards or tarot cards, but I also use crystals. I use my own intuition. There's a little bit of mediumship. It's really whatever wants to come forth to bring you the highest healing and light is what will come forth for today. So I want to tell you about some shows that are coming up as well. This Sunday, I will be doing a show with you about the Ascended Masters. This entire month is all about spiritual guidance, guidance from angels, guidance from fairies, guidance from departed loved ones, any type of spiritual assistance. Each Sunday I've been giving you a show devoted to a different spiritual guide. Sunday I'll be talking to you about the Ascended Masters. I'll be ending the month, April 26th, talking with you about the Archangels. And that'll wrap up our April month. And of course, Thursdays you can call in like you are ready to receive angel readings. If you don't know anything about myself, I am an angel intuitive. I am a certified angel card reader, a spiritual teacher, a Reiki practitioner, sort of a jack of all trades. And you can find out more by visiting my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. There's also a Facebook community. Go to facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and there's wonderful people there you can connect with, as well as I also will pull daily cards for you, lots of positive messages, and we just have a very supportive community there for you to be a part of. So definitely check that out. I'm going to get to my callers here, and the way I distinguish your call is I will say your area code, and that's how you'll know that you are on the air, okay? So when I say your area code, you'll know that you're on the air. Please come online and say your name, and I'll get to your reading. So let's get to it right away. I know I've had some people that have been holding for quite a bit of time. So I want to get to my first caller who's calling from area code 111. Looks like it might be Skype.
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
Hi, yeah, how are you?
I'm great.
Can I get your name? Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, my name is Trish, and I was hoping you could just give me an angel reading.
Of course. So, Trish, thank you so much for calling in the show. I appreciate that. You know, I was guided to use Archangel Raphael cards. Archangel Raphael, you may or may not know, is the angel of healing. And oftentimes when Raphael's around, we see emerald green, or we get a sense of wanting to do some healing work, or we might be in the healing profession or something along those lines. But I was really guided to do Archangel Raphael cards for many of my listeners, too, so especially for yourself as well. So would you like just a general reading, or would you want to just like ask a specific question?
No, I'll do general.
Just a general? Okay. Let me go ahead and take a moment and connect. Okay. So I'm kind of getting that you're going through a transitionary period right now. And I think actually we all are. We're all going through a transitionary period. The energy has been very intense for many of us, and we're being guided to make changes that sometimes feel out of our comfort zone or sometimes can seem scary. So I'm getting that you're going through the transitionary phase. And as I'm using the Archangel Raphael cards, I shuffled, and the card that came out, it says, listen to your intuitive feelings. And the picture is a picture of a unicorn. And unicorns have to do with, you know, magic and manifesting your dreams. So have you been getting some guidance from the angels to take some steps that seem sort of out of your comfort zone like scary, maybe?
You know, it's funny. There's a lot of management change in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to play out for me one way or another.
Ah, okay. Well, this card's just a message to listen to your intuitive feelings about any situation. And that's true, not just it's any time of the day, any time of the year. Listen to what your intuition is telling you. There's another card that Raphael wants to communicate to you, and the message is to stretch. And it's really about, like, exercising and yoga and going outside in nature and being more active in perhaps, like, maybe at your workplace or every day, just taking more time to go within and exercise. And that's probably not just true for you, but it's true for all of us. And the other message is hydration, to drink lots of water, because there might be times where we might feel dehydrated. That's true for me as well. Do you drink lemon water at all?
Yeah, I do. I drink it in the morning.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I've been feeling like a lot of us are feeling guided to do that, because that's a great way to hydrate yourself. And lemon water, to my listeners who don't know, it's really good for alkalinizing your body. In other words, if you eat a lot of acidic foods, or if you have an acidic body inside pH, it'll more neutralize the acids in your body. So lemon water is a great way to do that. Raphael's really wanting to come forth for you, Trish, and kind of telling you to listen to your intuition, to stretch a little bit more and hydrate. Those are the cards that have come through. As far as like the messages that I'm getting intuitively, like I said, I felt a transitionary period, and I'm getting a picture in my mind of you like driving or like going on a drive somewhere, maybe. Like that's kind of what's popping into my head. Is that in the works right now, or something being planned, like a trip maybe?
No, it isn't right now.
Okay, I'm not sure why they're showing me a car, but I'm seeing a car of some type, and you driving in a car. So I think the car could represent maybe you going like on a journey, like a spiritual journey, like a transitionary from one phase to the next. And it's just reminding you that you're supported along the way. I also want to do for you, I want to draw an angel, not an angel, an animal card, because I'm feeling like the animals really want to come forth with you. I have a deck of cards called the Druid Animal Oracle, and I want to see what animal comes forth, and this might give us some clarity as well. Okay, so give me just a moment here. Let me shuffle these cards.
Okay.
Think what comes forth for you. Okay. So the animal that comes out is the blackbird. And the blackbird, and this is a druid tradition, this particular deck. And the blackbird is about really the gateway between two worlds. So following your spiritual path, becoming more self-aware. And according to the druid tradition, the blackbird is one of the most sacred birds according to their tradition. And I'm reading this from a guidebook. It says, there are times in life when it's important to concentrate on the outer world and your responsibilities. But there are also times when you must attend to the haunting song of your soul, which calls you to study spiritual truths and explore the inner world through dreams and myths and discovering your soul. So that's kind of validation of what I was saying. Like you're going through a transitionary time and you're being pushed a little bit outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you're not even aware of it is kind of what I'm feeling. But I'm feeling there's a lot of pink energy around you, which has to do with your heart chakra. So your heart chakra is very open, and you're very supportive at what you do. You said you're in management, so you're very supportive at what you do, and you come from your heart very often. And I think that that's an inspiration for many, many people. Many people admire that about you. But I'm feeling you moving in a new direction, it seems like. And it seems like there might be some apprehension. Like I feel fear, a little bit of fear, but the angels want you to know that you know, it's all going to work out if you believe that it's going to work out. And the stretching, you know, the exercise and the drinking water and that sort of thing will just sort of help you to hear your own guidance more. It's really about hearing your own intuition, your own guidance, so that you can make changes. Because I feel like you do also have like healing ability as well. You have a natural healing ability to help people. And I see the deer with you. The deer just came in now, and the deer is really the energy of unconditional love. And that's what you bring out into the world. Your heart is so huge and pink. I see this gigantic pink aura around you. It's like I keep seeing pink, 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 pink. So your heart is beautiful, open, and you're bringing out that unconditional love into the world. And I feel you leaving behind at a very quick pace, as a matter of fact, some of the things that aren't serving you anymore. And it's like you're going up a ladder or a staircase, but you're taking gigantic leaps up the staircase. And you've done this in a short period of time. It's like, you know how sometimes when you run up the stairs, you'll jump up like four stairs at a time, like, you know, you skip stairs?
Yeah.
That's what I see you doing, like going several stairs up at a time and advancing very quickly on your spiritual journey. And in a way, it's scary for you because it's so different and it's happening so quickly. But the message really is to stay grounded and just go with it. Just let go and trust that everything is going to be taken care of, because it is going to be taken care of. So those are the messages that are kind of coming through for me. I hope this is resonating with you.
It is, and I thank you so much for taking the time to give me that.
Yeah, it comes kind of fast, and when it comes, I just got to blap, just kind of spit it out. But yeah, I invite you to go onto the Facebook page, and if you have more questions or if I can clarify anything, definitely go on there, and I'm happy to answer questions for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Trish. Okay, you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So if you didn't get that, Trish was coming forth through her angels to all of us was really about going with the flow right now and staying grounded. And it can seem so overwhelming right now. The energy has been very intense. And if you follow my Facebook page, I've been talking about that. I was guided to talk to you guys before the show, but I forgot, about staying in the now. Staying in the now. So many of us have so many changes happening right now, and it's like we feel like we're spiraling out of control. But finding that center space and staying present in the moment is so important. It's normal to think about the future, and it's normal to think about where we've been, but really, in reality, none of that's happening. The only moment that's happening is this moment right now. And in this moment, there is peace. In this moment, all is well. In this moment, everything you need is given to you. So if you find yourself needing some extra assistance and staying present, call upon God and the angels to help you. They'll come right to your side and help you stay centered in the now, but while also taking steps towards the future. You're going to think about the future, no doubt, but it's sometimes some of us live in the future, you know, and we're only living in the now. And if you miss out on now, you're not being grounded. And when you listen to people speak, you don't really listen to them because you're thinking about all these other things in your head. And so really the message for all of us is to stay focused in the now. And as the chaos spirals around us, we can find that center peace within us. So Archangel Raphael can help you do that. Okay, so that's why Archangel Raphael wanted to come through. Now I want to get to my next call. And this caller's been holding for quite a while. So you're calling from area code 631. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne, and I would like a reading.
Hello, Suzanne. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
So would you like me to ask a particular question, or you want general reading?
A little bit of general, but also about love life.
Okay. So let's do that. I'm going to grab, I always like to do, I have this deck of cards called the Romance Angel cards. I like to use those when people have romance questions, and we'll see what kind of comes forth for that. Okay, so let me connect. Give me just a moment. Yeah, I'm feeling too, like that message that I just said about staying present really resonated with you. Like there can be some chaotic things happening, but you can find it challenging sometimes to stay focused in your center. And I'm getting the message for you to really work on forgiveness and opening up your heart chakra, because I talked to this about this with a lot of people before, that when we love ourselves and we forgive ourselves fully, then we really open the space for another to come in, okay? So it's really important for you right now to forgive anyone, but particularly forgive yourself so that you can move forward fearlessly, okay? And the angels are helping you to do that right now, and they're showing you that. So I want to connect with your higher self and thinking of your romance. I'm shuffling the romance cards here. See what the angels want you to know. The angels want Suzanne to know. Nope, that's not the card. Kind of got to look for a card that jumps out. Oh, this one jumped out. Okay, so this card comes up and it says playfulness. It says to recapture romance in your life, allow your inner youthful spirit of fun to shine. And that's interesting because I saw the fairies come forth around you. And the fairies always come around when we want to have more fun, to be more playful. Maybe you've been too serious in your life, especially maybe at work or at home. And when you're serious, it can be a drag. You know, life can feel like this is so many responsibilities. And when the opposite of that is when you're joyful, and you put out this positive vibe, that is such an amazing energy, and it attracts people to you. So the angels, particularly the romance angels, are reminding you to have more fun, to go out and play a little bit. And even when you're trying to go out, where are you going out to find people? Are you looking for a relationship, or are you in a relationship?
He said he was going to call
on a blind date
on Saturday.
Okay. So that is definitely taking a risk for sure, but maybe you're being too serious about it, you know, because oftentimes the angels will answer our prayers in ways that we don't expect. So, you know, if you're getting guided to play, maybe do something that brings you joy, like go to a sporting event that you like, or some type of group, a club of people, or a hobby that has a connection of people that brings you joy. And very often when you're in that space where you're having fun and enjoying yourself and you're not thinking about it so hard, that's when you'll find the perfect person for you. And that's really interesting because the other card that comes up, it says to trust. It says this situation is calling for you to have faith. The angels are answering your prayers and you are being guided, but it's really about having trust and having faith and letting go of the outcome and letting go, like taking a leap of faith. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've done, yeah. Seemed like the person was nice to met.
Okay. It's not just trusting the other person, but I'm saying like trusting your manifesting powers. You're trying to manifest a relationship. And you're praying for that, and you're asking for assistance with that, but are you having complete faith and trusting that the angels are going to give you exactly what it is that you're looking for? So part of that, too, is being very clear about what it is that we're wanting and putting out that desire into the universe. If we put out a jumbled prayer, we're going to get a jumbled response. You know, if we say, oh, just bring me some guy or some girl, then that's what you're going to get. But if you're specific, you know, like I would... You know, I would like to have, and it's a preference, you know, I would like to have this partner that is so-and-so, that has these particular qualities, that uplifts my spirit. And you get very specific about the preferences that you have, and then you let go, and you trust the process, and you have complete faith, then it has no choice but to manifest for you. But it's really about getting out of the way and letting go and trusting that process. And I'm really getting for you, too, is a little bit of forgiveness work, because you can be hard on yourself sometimes. Like, when you don't get it right, you know, like, sometimes it's like, well, I should know better. Like, I should know better. And you don't want to think like that, you know. Just be gentle with yourself. Have fun. Play. Enjoy your life. And know that there's somebody there that's going to compliment you in every way as long as you're being focused on that. So have you been specific about your desires, what it is that you're looking for?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think is the block? Like, if I could ask you, what do you think the block is that's preventing this from happening into your life?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a block. I met somebody last night. It was supposed to go out Saturday, so who knows?
Okay. So how do you feel about this person? Do you feel like it's going to work?
I only went on one date, so yeah, so far.
Okay. But maybe... Maybe it's just about, like I said, having a little bit more fun with the process, and don't take it so serious, and know that it's always going to work out for you in the end, no matter what. And that's what my intuition is telling for you, is to have faith, have to trust, let go, and just know that it's going to work out if you allow it to. That's the messages that are coming forth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to get to my next call. My next caller is calling from area code 914. Hello, is it working? There you go.
Hey.
Hello, you are on the air. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Oh, you got such a great energy. I love it. So upbeat.
Thank you. My name's Melissa.
You're welcome.
I'm from New York.
You're from New York?
Yes.
You don't have a New York accent.
No.
Like, not that I can hear. Don't they usually say, like, walk, I'm going to walk the walk and talk the talk and that kind of thing?
Yeah. No, I don't have any of that, but I wanted to see what you can pick up on the now for me.
Okay.
Because now that you talked about the now, maybe that's what I'm supposed to know.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Can you give me your name?
Melissa.
Melissa. I like that name, Melissa. A lot of my friends are
Thank
named
you.
Melissa. It's a pretty name. You know what? I want to really work with the romance angels again, because I'm feeling like you're a very passionate person, and it's like I feel like someone like with so much passion, like Sessa, like kind of like that kind of like that kind of intense dancing, kind of passionate. You're so passionate, and I'm feeling like a relationship along those lines would really benefit you. So I want to see what the romance angels want to come through for someone as passionate as yourself. Okay,
well, I'm single too.
Oh, okay. One of the cards that jumps out again is playfulness, and I think that's just speaking to your playful side, because people are naturally drawn to your positive energy, and you have fairy spirit guides. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, you have spirit guides and guides that are around you that are fairies that help you to play, because you're such a playful person and people are drawn to that. And I could even see you doing something in a career like that where you're so upbeat and playful and just people are drawn to that. Now, as far as romance goes, because these cards have to do with romance, the card comes out, it says make the effort. So it feels to me like you've been holding back, like there's a part of you that's reserved, like almost like not feeling worthy enough of somebody. And I don't know, I'm not sure exactly why that is. I don't feel like it's because you've been hurt. I feel like there's a part of you that feels like you don't deserve it. And I know that sounds a little sad, but that's kind of what my intuition is telling me, that there's a part of you mm-hmm. that feels like you're not worthy. It's like a self-worth issue. And part of that comes from what you've seen in your life and other relationships and a thought pattern that maybe you've had. Well, you know, there's a common thought that women have about men, like, you know, all men are dogs. And I hate that one, Kaisa, because I am a guy and I'm like, I am the nicest guy. Now I'm gay, mind you, but still. I'm the nicest guy. And, you know, when I hear women say that, I'm like, you know, you realize that by thinking that thought that you're constantly creating that in your life. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's what you're thinking. But there might be a thought pattern that's creating, that's blocking you from having the relationship of your dreams. And I feel like you should really make the effort, like really work on some forgiveness work, as I was talking to the other caller. So let's call upon Archangel Raphael. So I'm going to ask Raphael to be with you, and he's right there. And I'm also going to ask Archangel Michael to be with you, to cut some cords to anyone that has affected you romantically or has caused you to think negative thoughts about relationships, whether that's family members or friends that you've seen their relationships fumble or any past life thing. So I'm going to ask the angels to help you to let that go. Now, I feel like you're a very strong person and you're very spiritually connected and you're very grounded as well. There's a card that comes out again now as I'm talking to you, and it jumps out with all these cards. It says true love. says, this is the romance of a lifetime. And as you make the effort, as you make that effort and give yourself permission to be happy in a relationship, you will find the relationship of you're looking for. This is like the prince, princess, beautiful, like sweep me off my feet romance is what I'm seeing you. And it's just amazing. And that's those are the cards that are coming through, and that's the message that the romance angels want to give for you. Okay?
Oh, definitely. For me, listening to that message, it just seems like I have to learn to be forgiving and confident.
Yes. It's also like a self-worth issue. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you have bad self-confidence, but maybe in terms of relationships, maybe there's some things that you feel like, well, there may be some subconscious thought that you don't even realize you think that blocks you from manifesting it. So it might be time to do an inventory of your thought processes. Maybe really look within and ask the angels to help you. Say, what are the thoughts that I'm thinking that could be blocking me from manifesting a relationship or anything of my desires in my life? What is that? And as you pay attention to what you hear, what you see, what you feel, I don't really feel like you have too many blocks going on. Your energy feels good. I just feel like it's more like a fear. Like sometimes you're afraid to move forward. And it's really just take the risk. You know, make the effort. That's the message. Whatever it is, if it's a relationship, a job, a new home, you know, just go for it and believe without a doubt, 100% faith that it's going to manifest for you because you do have magical manifesting abilities. The only thing that gets in the way is your own self-talk sometimes or your own fears, you know. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you so much, and I will let you know on Facebook.
Of course.
And, you know, just to let you know how the process goes or who pops up.
Yay! Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Melissa, so much for calling, and I wish you so many angel blessings on your day, and I'm going to send you lots of extra angels to help you move forward and to release any fears that you might have, okay? So know that I'm sending
thank
that to you.
You
right now. You're
thank
very
you,
welcome.
Namaste.
Same to you. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm going to get to my next caller. My next caller is calling from area code 805. And let's get this working here. Hi, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Area code 805. Nobody there? Let me try this again. One more time. I'm talking to a caller calling from area code 805. You there? Okay, I hear some noise in the background. Hello? Okay, it seems like we might be having some connection issues here with your call. So I'm going to open up the chat room, and if you want to get connect, and if you can always post the message in the chat room for me there. Okay. If you'd like to call in live right now to receive a reading, the phone lines are open. The number is area code 347-945-7934. Okay, so the phone lines are open. Also, the chat room's open if you'd like to post in the chat room. What I'm going to do now is do a tarot, an angel card reading for all of us that are listening. And I want to do a three-card reading with the Angel Tarot cards from Doreen Virtue and Angel Radley Valentine. And we're going to do a a past, present, future, a three-card spread, okay? And as I do this, as I read the messages to you and say what comes through me, pay attention to what your own intuition says, what your own angels are telling you, because that is going to be a key to interpreting what comes forth, okay? So I'm going to think about all of us, and I'm going to ask the angels to please come forth and help me to give a message to all of us that will guide us and help us on our day and bring blessings to everyone, okay? And I pray that your angels are there with you, helping you to interpret these messages that are going to bring us blessings, all of us. Okay. My voice is a little hoarse. If you guys don't know, I'm a high school teacher, and talking all day, I had lots of talking to do today. I had a seminar in the evening to attend to, and now I have my radio show. So I've been talking all day, so my voice is a little bit hoarse. So here we go. So let's look at these cards. First message, this has to do with the past, okay? And this message is the Lovers. And it's intimate relationships, carefully weighing your decisions, good health. To me, this represents relationships of the past, relationships with ourselves, relationships with maybe ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, ex-husbands, anyone that has been in our life. It also represents relationships with family members. Any type of relationship is kind of what I'm feeling. And it feels like at this moment in time, maybe we didn't have our heart chakras open as much in terms of love, loving ourselves, loving each other, loving anyone, any person that's in your life. So that is where we were in the past. Okay, now as we move forward into the present future, I drew four cards. The next card is a celebration. It's the Three of Water. And as I look at the card, I'm feeling a lot of emotion. Very emotional card. A celebration, time to have some fun. Seems like that message has been coming up a lot. But it's really about just diving deep into whatever our heart's passion calls for us. You can see the card. There is three cups, and the water is very, very deep. And there's these dolphins swimming around. And the dolphins are playful, of course. But it's really, I feel like for us, like getting very deep immersed into, like we're underwater almost. Not that an overwhelming sense, but we're so deep into where we're going with this, with our life, with the earth, with the planet. And there's been a lot of things happening on the planet. A lot of, negative things, maybe a lot of positive things too, but the planet's been going through this transformation. We've been going through a transformation. And as the old parts of us fall apart, the new makes way, and we can swim to the top of the surface of the water renewed, okay? So I'm going to keep going here as we move forward. As we move forward in the future, the next card that comes up is the Ten of Water. And the Ten of Water, this is also an emotional card with emotions. And it's about having our needs met, a contented and rewarding life, contented and rewarding family. It's particularly family. But again, the relationships part seems to be a common theme here. It's about successful relationships and you being successful in what you're doing with your career and trusting that your needs are taken care of, your emotional needs particularly are being taken care of, and that deep connection with a partner or soulmate or a loved one, a family member, is really coming to a place where it's very trustworthy and very positive, and you benefit from each other, you talk to each other, and there's just this flowing as we flow. So I'm going to get to the next card as we're moving into the future. I actually drew four cards. So you could think of each card as sort of being, I like to say like a month into the future, but it's really whatever you feel. I kind of feel like it's more like weeks. I'm kind of feeling like a few weeks at a time. So this last card was about a month in the future. This other card here, this next one, again, it's a water card. So it's all about emotions. It's emotions and the energy that we've been feeling. And this one's the Page of Water. So this is near future, I want to say like a month and a half, maybe 2 months down the road. And it's relationships again, a new person entering your life, relationship beginning a new phase, exactly as I said. But this card's also about opening up your psychic abilities and just having it all together and just knowing that there's been some turbulence we've been through, but we're in charge and there's a light. If you could see the card, there is... it kind of looks like it's an angel, but she's holding this staff, a light that's guiding her. The waters appear to be a little bit turbulent below, but she's standing on top of it, knowing that she's in control, and she has what it takes. And you're going to find that in the next near 4 to 5, 6 weeks, relationships are going to be at a new phase. Your sensitivities are going to be like open at an all-time high. And I was guided before the show, too, to talk about... Maybe some of you guys don't know what the Merkaba is. The Merkaba is a three-dimensional Star of David, or a six-pointed star. There's a triangle pyramid that's pointed up, and there is another one that is pointed down, and they interlock into this three-dimensional Star of David. The Merkaba is a key of ascension, and ascension is what we're doing. Ascension is moving out of the past, out of the old, and transcending into the new way of being. And if you don't know what a Merkaba is, go onto my website and check out the resources link, and you're going to see there's a picture there. And I've talked about this on my Sacred Geometry show before as well. But the Merkaba is a tool that will allow us to really transcend and connect and move to the higher dimensions. The Merkaba, it's a three-syllable word, Merkaba, and it really represents the vehicle that which spirit moves to move into the higher dimensions. So working with this Merkaba will help you. I have a Merkaba rose quartz crystal that I have right now in my hands, and it's this amazing, beautiful energy. You can find these Merkaba crystals just by going to Google and looking through any kind of metaphysical store around you. You don't need to have a crystal with you. You can just look at a picture. There's a Merkaba meditation. That's a whole other topic. But I'm guided to tell you, some of you, to look up the Merkaba. It's M-E-R-M-E-R-K-A, and then Ba, B-A, or B-A-H, Merkaba. Look that up and find. I'm interested to hear what you find out. What resonates with you? What did you get out of it? So I'm interested to kind of hearing what you find out about the Merkaba, or what resonated with you. So to sum up the reading that I did for all of us, we're moving into higher sensitivities. Relationships are coming to a new phase. And as we become more sensitive, you're going to find that very rapidly the old ways are going to fall apart. Old relationships, old ways of eating, old ways of being, new ways of being. It's all about new ways of being. And what are you going to do with that? Empowering the bicycle. I see us riding a bicycle, which is us. We're the ones that are making it happen. If you drive a car, you press a pedal, but you're not the one controlling the power in the car. A bicycle, you're self-powering the bicycle. You're the one that's making this happen. You're the one that's going to change your destiny. So pay attention to that, because I feel like in the very near future, even 6 months down the road, humanity is going to be at an amazing peak. So just remember what I'm saying to you. So going back to the calls, I'm going to take a drink of water here real quick. It looks like we have Donna on the line, and I kind of missed your call before. I think maybe her call got dropped. Donna says, Donna would like, we got Donna, but we also got Lynn, I believe. Let me see, I'm trying to get to the right people here. Donna says, wanted to know what angels were saying about a relationship with a male partner. Wanted to find out about a life partner. Okay, I'm going to get to your question, Donna. I'm going to use the romance angels again for you. She says she's on an internet dating site, but she's getting disillusioned. So, Donna, this is for you. So I'm going to think of the romance angels and think of your question. Okay, so a message that comes forth for you, it says to flirt. Extend your lighthearted energy out to others. And it seems like that's been a common theme today, hasn't it? It's been just like, be more playful. Have fun. Go out there. Enjoy your life. Don't be so serious with relationships. That's what seems to be the message for you. But you're really asking, is there a partner coming soon? So let me do the Angel Tarot again. And hopefully you paid attention to the message I just did for all of us when it said relationships are coming to a new phase, a new person entering your life. So I think that kind of spoke to you a little bit as well. But I'll think specifically about your angels and what they're saying in terms of this card wants to come forth, a partner. So this card comes out, and the archangel is Archangel Azrael. And the message is release. And it says it's the end of a phase, the end of a situation, spiritual transformation, time to move on. So you're really leaving behind, all of us are, old patterns, old ways of thinking, old ways of thinking about relationships. What we thought about a partner, letting that go, because we're going to find that what we thought was our perfect partner may not be the partner that the angels are trying to give to us to help us on our next phase of evolution, especially if you're thinking about a twin flame or some type of soulmate relationship. It's about letting go, trusting the angels, trusting yourself. I feel like this is going to manifest for you, Donna. Oh, this card jumped out. It's the Queen of Air. It says, again, oh my God, ready for this? Clearing away all that no longer serves you. That's coming up again. That literally, I'm shuffling, the card jumped out. So that means it's extra important. So for you, it's about, again, letting go of whatever no longer serves you. Old relationships, old thought patterns, old ways of thinking about yourself in terms of your worthiness, and knowing that if you truly believe 100% that you will manifest this relationship, it has no choice but to come to you. But what is it that's blocking you? Is it that you don't believe? Is it you don't have faith? Are you not trusting the process? Or maybe there's some inner work that needs to be done, okay? So I'm feeling this is going to manifest for you, but for you it's really about letting go of what no longer works. Another card came out, and again, it's the same card, the Page of Water. A new person enters your life. Heightened psychic abilities. Relationships begins a new phase. So it is going to manifest for you. It's just getting out of the way and making space for it to happen. Okay? So, Donna, that answers your question. And I want to, thank you for for that. That was Donna, and I think I missed her call. I want to get to my next caller who's calling from area code 917. I'm going to get you on the air. 917, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you are on the air. Oh,
hi,
my gosh.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening. Can you give me your name?
My name is Nelsie.
Nelsie?
Yes.
N-E-L-C-Y?
N-E-L-S-Y.
N-E-L-S-Y. Now, that's a pretty unusual name.
Yes.
Like, what does that come from? What is, like, the particular line that that comes from?
My mom has no idea. It's actually spelled N-E-S-I-L, so the L was misplaced. So my mom never fixed it. So she just doesn't know where she got it from, and it's always been a weird name. And everybody, you know, me growing up, everybody made fun of it. They call me Nestle Crunch. Nestle.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
But when I say Nelsie, some people say, like, wow, that's different.
I think it's great. I think it's a pretty name. I think it's great. I think it kind of, this is going to sound interesting, but it kind of reminds me of like a horse or something. It's kind of what I'm feeling. Like,
yes.
And I wonder if, like, your mom, when she named you, if she was thinking of a horse or something. That's the first thing that pops into my head. Or maybe you have horse or unicorn spirit guides or something around you. Like, I feel like you might connect with the unicorns a lot. Is that true?
Lately, yes. I've been thinking about, unicorns, and I'm connecting and thinking and having images of unicorns.
Yeah, that's
so
interesting you say that. Because I'm just shuffling the cards.
I'm here listening to you, and I see it's like 11:11. I'm like, oh, wow, this is like a sign. Like, you know, this is great. Maybe I'll get on and talk to him because you have such great energy.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Nelsie. It's a pleasure to have you call in. Now, do you want to ask a particular question?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's regarding a man.
Okay.
I've spoken to him a few times. We've never met. But I have dreams. I'll have images like this person is. Like we're a couple. We're married or we have I've known him all my life. I've never met him in person. We've just spoken a few times on the phone, and we never could get to meet up with each other or get to that first date. But I always think about him all the time.
Okay.
So
I'm feeling like this is like your twin flame is what I'm getting, and it feels amazingly powerful. The emotion I'm feeling in my heart is overwhelming right now that you feel for this.
Yeah,
I can feel
me
it.
Too.
It's intense. Like, well, I'm like, whoosh.
Yes.
This is intense. The unicorns are working with you, I feel like, for sure. Like, they're giving you, they're helping you manifest this. This feels very magical. Like, you've had, you're kind of like myself, where we've experienced lifetimes in other magical realms, like Avalon or other magical places where we can connect with wizards and sorcerers and fairies. And this person is also there in that realm with you as well, is kind of what I feel. And I think the image of the unicorn that I'm seeing is like two unicorns with their horns together, which I think is you and him, is what I'm seeing. And I want to use the cards to come forth. Archangel Raphael, believe it or not, wanted to come forth with a message for you. But yes. I'm also going to talk to the romance angels. I see a lot of romance angels around you. They're like little pretty cherubs, like cute little baby, and they're flying all around you, and they're so excited. And the card that jumps out of the Raphael deck, you ready for this? It says relationship. No questions there. It says, Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships. So that's just a validation, but it's really about healing your relationships with in the past too. The other card that comes with it is yes. So it says relationship, yes. I mean, hello, that's like ding, 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 ding. I gotta play an amen for you, girlfriend.
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. That
I
had to come
that.
Forth because relationship
but
and
I
yes. I mean, oh my God, that's like hello, relationship. Yes. Now let me go to the romance angels and kind of see. This is the cherubs, and I want to see what the little cherubs are saying in terms of this relationship with this guy. I keep seeing the unicorns. Yeah. Okay, now, the card that comes out, it says, love yourself first. Your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. So, in other words, in order to attract this twin flame or this relationship, it's doing some of the inner work that you've already been doing.
Yes.
But loving yourself first so you can open up the space more for this other person to come for. That's what they want to bring forth. There's another message that comes forth. It says, let your friends help you. And when it says friends, I feel like that is spiritual friends. Your spirit guides, the fairies, the romance angels. Do you call on the romance angels?
Yes, and the fairies.
Okay.
And
Archangel
Raphael, I pray to him every day for healing. Of
yes.
my heart, of my past, I just want to let go. And sometimes it's difficult because you think about certain
yeah.
things and you get
yeah.
that fear of taking that next step because, you know, it's hurt from the past. And you feel like everybody's going to be the same, and it's not. So I'm
yes.
working on that and praying a lot to him and to the fairies
okay.
to help me, you know. I even built a fairy garden outside because I wanted to connect.
You have a fairy garden? Oh, my gosh,
yes.
You've got to send me a picture of that on Facebook. I would love to see
okay.
a picture of this.
I couldn't find it on Facebook.
I've been
looking for you since your last show.
Go to Facebook.com. And
okay.
if you type in Ascension Magic, that's the name of my radio show.
Okay.
That's what it's under. It's not under my
okay.
name. It's not my personal. It's under my business name, which is Ascension Magic.
Okay, I was looking under your personal name. Okay, so I'll look on the Ascension
yeah. Well,
Magic.
The thing is, you know, because I teach high school, I kind of
okay,
have to
yes.
keep my yeah. I don't want those kids getting into my personal page, you know, so I kind of got to keep that a little bit separate. But, yeah, go onto the Facebook, and I'd love to see a picture of that fairy garden. That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds
something
awesome.
Just kept telling me, do it, and I was connecting to the fairies and praying, and something just told me, do it. So I started buying and creating it. I'm still working on it, but when I come from work, I just sit out there, and I just feel better. I feel calm, and I feel like peace. And everything that's
good.
Bothering or consuming throughout my day makes me relax.
Yeah, because you do have that very, very calm, peaceful, and you're very loving, very calm, peaceful energy. Now, I was guided to talk to you about multidimensionality. And that
okay.
what that means is that we are all multidimensional. We exist on different planes at the same time, even though we're not consciously aware of it. So what I want to say that to you is because your twin flame, this guy you keep seeing, he's already there. He's already with you. So even if it doesn't seem like he's not, or if it's not in the physical plane, he's there. He's in your dreams and this other reality that is happening simultaneously with your current reality. So even though he's not here right now, it doesn't seem like it. He really is. It's just you're not experiencing that. Do you kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm saying
like
there's multiple realities.
Like a movie that almost plays in my mind sometimes. Like, I'm walking the beach with him. I'm holding hands. I see him. He's with my family. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's like another version of yourself. It's like we have parallel realities, and this is another reality that's happening simultaneously with yours. So it's really happening. It's just that you're tapped into it because you're a multidimensional being yourself. And as I was talking too about, did you hear me talking about the Merkaba and ascension?
Yes. When you said that, I got goosebumps because I was looking at that a few months ago and I wanted to get one.
Yes.
And I was like, he just mentioned that.
That message is for you then, because I knew I had to say it for somebody on the show. But it's because you're a multidimensional being. You're very connected to other dimensions. And I don't know, I can't promise you for sure that this twin flame is going to come forth physically for you in this lifetime, but you can be sure that this person's with you through all your days, even in another realm. And that's healing you and helping you on so many levels. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily get anything's possible. There's all different timelines, but remember the card said relationship and the card said yes. So that is an affirmation right there. So it is definitely possible. I don't get like a timeline or anything, but this guy for sure, this is your twin flame, and ask the angels to help you. You already are. Ask the fairies to help you. And if you keep doing what you're doing and keep paying attention to the signs, I think you really can manifest it in this lifetime. But what I'm trying to tell you is don't be disappointed if it doesn't work out, because he's already there anyways. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Go
Thank
on Facebook
you.
And I want to see your fairy garden. That sounds
yes,
so cool.
Yes, I'm going to send you a picture. Yes.
Okay, Nelsie, thank you so much for calling
nice,
in.
Nice talking to you. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, many blessings to
Bye.
You.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. All right, so I have Lynn in the chat room, and Lynn's asking, Lynn is saying, we are in a stressful lawsuit with the family coming against us, and we would like to know about a positive outcome. Okay, so again, this is Raphael wants to work with you. Raphael, if you don't know who Raphael is, as I talked about, healing anything. Family, relationships, even lawsuits, anything that has to do with healing, successful, positive outcomes. So I'm going to ask Raphael, Lynn, for you about what you can expect in terms of your lawsuit, okay? And we'll see what comes forth. Now, I'm seeing dollar sign in my head, so I don't know if that's for you or that's for somebody else, but that's kind of what I'm seeing. Okay, so I'm just going to say what I see. Now, there's a couple cards that are coming forth. It says, give us your cares. That's the message. So you've obviously been praying for assistance. It's saying get out of the way, let go, and trust God and have faith. And that seems to be the message for all of us today. Let go and let God. Now there's another message that comes through. It says inner authority. So it's really about trusting your inner authority, like your inner guidance. I feel like this is past life. Like this lawsuit kind of feels past life-ish, like in terms of a time like medieval. I'm kind of feeling like medieval. But another card comes through that says prayer works. Your prayers are being heard. They definitely are being heard. But trusting. So it seems like, Lynn, the message for you is to let go and have faith and know that it is going to work out for you. Let the angels take care of it. Let go. That just seems to be the message. I also drew a card from the Angel Tarot deck, and it's a Nine of Earth, which has to do with spending quiet time alone, self-employment. So that seems to be a card of somebody who has it together. It's a card of success, really. So it seems like it's very positive, but they're wanting you to trust. They're wanting you to have faith a little bit more. It's calling you to have faith because this is some type of past life thing that's being worked out. It's a karmic situation. Have faith, use your natural healing abilities, and accept and trust. That seems to be the message for you, Lynn. So I wanted to say that's what they're wanting you to know. Okay, so that's for you, and I'm sure the angels have already got through for you on that. Now I have time. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. I got time for maybe one more caller, so I want to get to area code 559. 559. Hello, you are on the air.
Oh, Brad, I'm the lucky one. Yes, thank you for making time for me.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great eating a granola bar, so I'm happy about that.
Good.
You know, whatever message comes to mind, I'm thinking I'm probably more in the romantic area as well, simply because I feel like I'm ready for kids and a husband, and hopefully this is the year for that to happen. And I want to know what the angels have to say.
Did you hear the messages that I had with when I did the angel tarot cards earlier about the messages for all of us?
Yes, I did hear that, yes. And it seems like you were right on it when you said it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so it seems like for all of us, there's going to be some positive relationships happening. But I'll definitely ask the angels what they have to say. Can you give me your name?
Yes, it's Evelyn.
Evelyn, I love that name. Evelyn, it's so, you know why I like it? Because it's so simple. It's like, Evelyn. It's just like, it just flows off your tongue. You know?
Well, thank you.
So it's really, it's super pretty. Okay, so I want to use the regular angel tarot. And, they're already telling me to shuffle, thinking about you and your romantic life. Okay, this card's coming forth. Two cards. And I'm also going to come to the romantic angels and see what comes forth there, too. I just have to pay attention to what comes forth. Okay, so here's the message for you. Ready? It says, victory, six of fire, which says, good news, it's on its way, public recognition. It's just, it's somebody who's really has a positive and wonderful time ahead of them. So it seems like that's a great validation of what you can expect. There's another card that comes forth with it. It's the Five of Fire. Now, both of these cards are fire cards. Fire cards are finding what you're passionate about, so finding your passions. So it seems to me like you might want to do some reflection on what it is that you're really passionate about and finding those things. And when you immerse yourself in those things that you're passionate about, because that can open up the way to having a relationship of your dreams. You know, for example, if you're somebody that likes to scuba dive, maybe you'll join a scuba diving group, and you'll find that as you join that group, there's somebody who you just happen to meet who's the perfect mate for you. But it's finding the things you're passionate about. The message is that it's going to be successful, but for you, it's about having faith and calling for you to have some trust a little bit, because they do hear your prayers. They do answer your prayers. And you don't trust it enough. You don't believe it enough. And it's calling for you to have some faith. You have fairies around you too. The fairies are helping you to manifest. They're telling you, they want you to go outside more and connect with them. As you go outside and you connect with the trees, I feel like you connect with trees a lot. Maybe they have a special place with you. They want you to go outside and connect with them more and listen to the messages that you're being given. Nature is talking to you.
Wow, that is so amazing. Awesome reading.
What's that?
That's like one of the best readings. Awesome.
Oh, you're very welcome. So it seems like it's very positive, but kind of just trust and get out of the way. And the message for today for all of us has been to have fun too. Have fun with it. Don't take it so serious. You know, go into it with a playful attitude. You know what? This is going to be great. I'm going to find this relationship, someone that I can have fun with, and you're going to be so positive and successful with that. I think it is going to work out. Just have faith, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and many blessings to you. So I don't have time for any callers today, any other callers. So if I didn't get to you, please know that there was a message for so many of us in all these readings. There was a common thread of having fun, letting go, okay, having faith. Those are the three messages that came forth. I do this every Thursday, so you can always call in next Thursday. Sunday, my show again is about the Ascended Masters. So call in. Well, you can call in, but I'm saying listen to my show if you want to find out about some of the spiritual help you can get from the Ascended Masters, such as Saint Germain and so on. Also, I want to thank everybody who did call in. Thank you so much for allowing me to bless you and bring blessings into your life. I do this show every week, so remember, as you move forward on your journey, I want to remind you that all is well and there is nothing to fear. The angels are always with you.